Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, in this half of the show, the return of good sports, and then lots of hot Joker talk and Batman talk and all the exciting stuff that adults really shouldn't be talking about talk. First, LifeLock. Child's information, particularly the social security number, has more value to scammers. It's a clean slate for opening new credit lines. Kids don't have credit reports, so the thief can use their info to open new accounts and run up debt before someone catches on. So many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours today. It's almost 2020. Let's protect ourselves, people. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it. But you're not going to have a problem because you have the industry standard. You have the best. You have LifeLock. Look, you have a car. You have insurance. Fine. It's a convenience and you need it insured. Well, this ensures your safety online with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Hack now and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM to save 30%. Offer expires October 6th. Don't wait. Join now at LifeLock.com.
Corolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole, October 19th in Glendale, featuring Everride. The World Championship of Guacamole, presented by Corolla Drinks. Sound reinforcement from JBL. Visit JBL.com. Production and backline support courtesy of Champion Sight and Sound. Visit Champion.biz. The World Championship of Guacamole, featuring Everride. On October 19th, many will enter, but only one will win. Follow at Corolla Drinks for more details. You don't look
at me the same. Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, TMZ reports that the wife of Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary has been charged with driving their boat carelessly in the fatal boating accident they had last month. But the other driver was also charged with a crime. So TMZ learned that the Ontario Provincial Police, the OPP, charged Linda O'Leary with, quote, careless operation of a vessel. O'Leary's boat was on Lake Joseph August 24th when it slammed into another boat. It killed two passengers.
Oh, she's not down with OPP.
You know her. Mm-hmm. TMZ says the OPP obtained five videos from cameras trained on the lake, and they concluded she was driving 17 miles an hour around 11:30. That was apparently not a safe speed. But they also charged the other driver of the boat as he was allegedly driving without his navigation lights on. Police tell TMZ that Linda's alleged crime carries a max sentence of 18 months in jail, $1 million fine.
Boating is sort of the ATV, three-wheeler, four-wheeler on water, which is a sense of safety.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When there's not really safety.
Yes. You feel alone if there's boats everywhere.
You feel like, eh, this is no, I'm in my flip-flops. Like, mm-hmm. No one puts a helmet on when they get on a thing. No one's like, hey, be careful. You know, it's a lot of like, hey, crack a beer, mm-hmm. put your flip-flops on, play some Jimmy Buffett. They don't really realize that there's a lot of accidents, a lot of banging into each other, and a lot of folks going where they shouldn't go. And it's just this sense, again, when you hop on a dirt bike, a two-wheeler, and it's like a 250 Honda, it makes a lot of noise, got big knobby tires, it like looks scary. You don't have that sense of you can just sit on it like a four-wheeler and put your kid on your lap and start puttering around the campsite. And I think the same thing with boats kind of happens with the ATVs, and that you drive them around for a while sort of safely to normal speed and stuff, or jet skis, mm-hmm. or ski-doos, or sea-doos, or that kind of stuff. And then at some point, same with the four-wheeler around the campsite, you go, let's see if we can pop a little wheelie here. Let's see if we can get into this a little bit. You get this comfort zone real fast, and the next thing you know, you're running into somebody. Remember those professional baseball players that took the boat out on the river and like went over like a low cable or something. Their heads, I don't know, they're beheaded, but they were like severely killed.
Yeah. A few years ago when I was in Pismo Beach, we went dune buggy racing, you know, in those huge dunes, and it's so fun, and it has the roll cages and stuff. You have to sit there through an almost hour lecture about what not to do. And there is a good reason for that, because you go over a hill or you go too fast and that thing just eats shit.
Yeah, there's a sense that when you get into a real race car or motorcycle or dirt bike, there's a kind of respect level. And when you get onto a boat or an ATV, you're like, give me a beer. Let's go. You know, then I think that's where the trouble begins.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. Of course, obviously, they're going to fight it. Well, Joker, the movie, is expected to be a box office smash when it opens, but it won't be playing in a particular theater. The movie, which stars Joaquin Phoenix, I think you know
is
where this
the
is
one
going,
the
Brian.
Was?
Yeah, as the supervillain. It will not be screened at the Century Aurora and the XD Theater in Aurora, Colorado.
Damn, I was just thinking about that today.
The site
like,
of the,
what are they going to do?
Yeah, the site of the 2012 mass shooting that left 12 dead, 70 injured. The shooting took place during a screening of The Dark Knight Rises. The theater has since been completely remodeled, but the memory of the tragedy is still very fresh for people. They also, some people are afraid there's going to be a copycat. They just don't want to screen it.
What? I get it. What? That's the Joker before Batman? Or how does that work?
Is that an origin story of sorts?
Yeah, this new movie coming out is about the origins of this Joker character. Directed by Todd Phillips, director of Old School and The Hangover and a lot of comedy movies. I like when directors break out and do a little drama if they're known for comedy or vice versa.
The trailer looks great.
It's a great trailer.
I didn't know Robert De Niro was in this.
Yeah, he plays sort of a Jimmy Kimmel character.
Huh. Oh, like a late night host.
Late host.
but funny.
Yeah. That's why I said sort of. Right. I said sort of. He didn't play. He's not playing Jake Kimmel.
Did Mark Maron at the bottom?
I did not see that. And I'm trying to think of who else.
I'm pretty down with this. It's a sharp looking trailer, and I'm down to see anything Joaquin Phoenix does.
It looks interesting. I was looking on Rotten Tomatoes maybe earlier today. I think it was at like 76 or something. Not bad, but I thought it was. May have been higher. I know I was expecting something off the charts, but it was 76. A little lower. I thought the critics loved this kind of stuff. Be curious. Now, this would be curious. This is the kind of film that I think critics normally like, and 76 certainly isn't low,
but
there's a lot of superhero stuff that's in the 90s now. So, prediction, Brian, where do the people come down on this? You haven't seen it, obviously.
Oh,
but
my, I've no way to know. My hunch is that they'll be lower because this is not the Marvel. This is not going to be the Marvel shoot 'em up, big bang action movie they're all used to. This is going to be a dark and gritty and
more of a
maybe depressing. I bet not even that action packed. I bet it'll be kind of depressing, dark look at society, you know, what society has created. Mm. So I could see this being lower amongst the people.
All right, let me hit
one of the reviews is it's not bad, and that one counted as a fresh review.
Wow. It's kind of weird because at some point somebody has to decipher, because anyone who's done this or been reviewed, like I've gotten reviews where they've been like, I liked it okay. It mostly worked. I just didn't like the end. And then they'll go negative.
Yeah.
And you're like, who decided on that? Like I said, it was fair to Midland or good enough or whatever. Yeah, some human at some point has to go, which category, which box is that going into? All right, Casserole Edge, you want a chance to win a trip to Vegas and meet me? Head to your local AutoZone and enter automatically with the purchase of Casserole. You can pick up 5 quarts of Casserole Edge motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $33.99. And use your AutoZone rewards to be automatically entered to win. It is a 3-day, 2-night trip to Vegas to meet me and hang out and do other things as well. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Open to residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid out September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
What else we got, Gina Grant?
Well, speaking of all that, Jonah Hill might be facing off against Robert Pattinson's Batman on the big screen. Variety reports that the actor is in talks to join Pattinson's first turn as the superhero in The Batman. The outlet claims Hill is being eyed for a secret role. Sources tell them it's possibly for a villain.
If he's not the Penguin, all bets are off.
Along with Hill, Variety reports Westworld's Jeffrey Wright is in talks to join the movie as Commissioner Gordon, last played by Gary Oldman, of course, in the Christopher Nolan trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's lost a lot of weight, Ryan. Jonah Hill.
He could put it on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does yo-yo a little bit.
In Wolf of Wall Street, he was pretty pudgy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in, God, whatever that movie was, an arms dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Lords of War. No,
Dogs,
War Dogs.
War Dogs.
Well, yeah, underrated. It was kind of a fun film. I think he'd put it back on for that.
Yeah.
I think he's got no problem with that.
Well, with Halloween only about a month away, new costume ideas are coming out, some worse than others. I pulled three that have been in the headlines and would love to get your take.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of lost and gained more weight if you, not in one sitting or one outing,
okay.
like the perennial all-stars Oprah.
Sure.
Well,
right?
Are we going?
You got your Marlon Brando, you got your Oprah.
It's collective. Yeah, Marlon Brando was thin, and then he got fat.
Oh,
so you
got to
go back down again.
Gotcha.
And we got you drop 30. We'll add 30 to your total. You go back up. You drop 30 again. Now you're at 60.
Are we talking like De Niro? Because like De Niro.
No, De Niro did it once, or one and a half times,
right,
or whatever.
Okay.
It's a whole collection.
No, he did Al Capone. You know, for the Untouchables.
Oh, you can pick him. I think. See, I think you're better off with like a Vince Vaughn. Who's put on some, or John Favreau or something.
Okay.
Now John's just big. But I mean, John has been big. John's been fit. Vince Vaughn's been up. Vince Vaughn's been down.
I feel like I'm going to have to convince you of this, but Christian Bale is on that Mount Rushmore. He went
well,
to The Machinist.
Yeah.
He went all the way down.
He went the extreme the other
Batman,
way.
For Batman, he went up to Big and Buff. For American Psycho, Big and Buff. He went fat for the Vice. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like he,
yeah.
And for American Hustle. He is all over the place.
I agree. But I'm wondering if the ones who do it are the quiet ones who just sort of do it in their life.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like they just kind of go up 20 pounds and then they get fit to make a movie and they drop the 20 and then they go back up to their playing weight again. Like Favreau's did that for about a decade where he just kind of, not he wasn't gaining weight for a role or even really losing weight for a role. He just would get big and then we get down. Trying to think.
Let's not forget the unsung heroes like your Kirstie Alleys and your spokesman for you know Jenny Craig's and Weight Watchers.
I don't feel like they just go up, stay up for a while, drop down for a few bucks, and then go back up again. This is like a constant, like Jonah Hill, and again, like a dude like Vince Vaughn can carry 240 pounds.
Right.
He's like a big dude. And then he can get down to 210 or 205, whatever. I don't know if it's just like a, like Jonah Hill, I feel like, has just been doing this for the last.
Wow.
There's a little Seth MacFarlane who did it. He was up, he was a little heavier, and then he kind of went down again, but he kind of stayed there. I'm just trying to think of who went up and down. And I think the winners are going to be the guys who go up and down 25 pounds 25 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus the big roll and down. But Jonah is...
Christian Bale might be the one to beat on the male side. Oprah, of course, is the paradigm.
Yeah, but I don't see. I don't feel like Christian does it for his roles.
Oh, you're saying just as a lifestyle?
I'm just talking about like how many times, how much you've been up 10 and down 10 and up 10 and down 10.
What about athletes? What about baseball players?
I'll put them in there, but they usually just get fat. They're fit and then they retire and they get fat and they don't yo-yo as much.
Okay.
Christian definitely for the acting role.
Right. Mm. Well, I did pull some Halloween costumes that you'll...
But I'll ask him on the first when we're chilling over at the Peterson. Yeah, that's right.
A couple of costumes that are going to be seen, whether you like them or not. The first one, the Beyond Burger costume. That's for women.
Mm-hmm.
It's a skin-tight dress that looks like a burger, but it has a little headband on top that says plant-based.
That's how you know it's a
Beyond Burger.
Not a costume.
Number two, then you're going to hate this one. You familiar with White Claw? That's
no.
that
Second of the Nation by Storm.
Spiked sparkling water. It's like a LaCroix, but you get drunk.
Oh, that, right.
Those are being sold as costumes when they look just like a simple skin-tight dress. They come in four flavors.
Why is White Claw so popular? It's just vodka soda.
Because it's so basic, bitch, and there's so many basic bitches.
Because everyone wants to lose weight and everyone wants to get drunk.
Right, but it's just vodka soda.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
And finally, the most disturbing costume any of us are going to see this year. Sexy Mr. Rogers. This is a girl in a tiny little red cardigan crop top with
I'm okay with that.
She looks hot. But
stripper tie and collar, hot pants.
Listen, you guys tell me, if you have to add accoutrements to sell your costume, then that's a bad costume. Like if you
King
see,
Friday and Daniel Tiger.
Yeah, she's got the tiger puppet and King Friday puppet.
But I like those accessories.
You like them, but if you just walked into the party as is.
Minus the accessories.
Yeah, like I don't know who you are.
Sexy school teacher? I don't know what that is.
Slutty librarian.
You look hot, but this is not doing it.
Yeah, but isn't there like... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I got a four-year-old in the house now, but there's something about that girl holding those puppets that really is nightmare fuel. It's not cool to mix those together.
It's something else fuel.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she's pretty, what we're looking at. But again, it's not Mr. Rogers didn't wear hot pants.
No, he did not.
And a Rarely. Crop shirt.
There was that one lost episode.
Right.
Well, Miley Cyrus's iHeartRadio set in Vegas nearly took a dark turn due to a lot of cops trying to thwart a guy who was trying to get her pregnant, according to him. Law enforcement sources told TMZ that cops were called to T-Mobile Arena Saturday after Miley's security team noticed 42-year-old David Rumsey in the audience. Apparently, Rumsey was on their watch list because he'd allegedly made previous threats against Miley. Sources say he told Miley's team, quote, "It's my life's mission to impregnate Miley." TMZ has told the gut no, Brian. Claimed he was going to raise Michael Jackson and Prince from the dead so they could party with him and Miley together. After being detained by Miley's security team, Rumsey was arrested and booked into Clark County Jail on a felony charge of making threats. He's still in custody.
I don't know if you guys are with me on this, but I'm not attracted to this sort of wild girl. Like, I'm like her thing. Like, she was always sticking her tongue out and doing like the devil horns and stuff. It always feels, I don't know, unattractive to me. I file it under tattoos or like too many tattoos.
Does it feel forced?
It kind of feels a little forced. It's also kind of the opposite of femininity. Like, it feels like, oh, I'm dating a teenage dude. Like, this dude's wild. Like, it I don't know, aggressive or something. Yeah, it always
feels like I'm submissive.
Yes, quiet. Yes.
More of a geisha.
I do. I there's like, it's like nose piercings, the hoop in the nose. I'm always kind of like, I don't find that attractive. Yeah. The hoop in the lip, the stud in the tongue, although, you know, that's ringing the dinner bell for the BJs, but
you don't the Harley Quinns.
Yeah, always felt like tats and aggressive piercings and stuff. It fell under the, I don't know. It's sort of like big nails, and she doesn't do big nails, but I just mean she has this kind of wild child thing, and I don't find it attractive.
That's going to break her heart.
I'm sure she's going to be...
Bad news, Miley.
She's going to be devastated. Yeah. On the other hand, who do we like from Austin Powers with the English accent?
Liz Hurley?
Like a Liz Hurley. That's much more my speed.
But she's the picture of femininity.
We got to update your reference.
Snapping stuff onto you or getting tat inked up or something like that, it just doesn't... Well, I just feel like every once in a while... You ever see a Corvette, like a mid-90s or early 2000s Corvette, right? And you see the Corvette, and you see the person has stuck a bunch of aftermarket sort of junk on it, like a weird thing to go around the bezel and the rear tail lights and exhaust tips. And it looks just sort of like they took this car, which is fine, and they tacked stuff onto it. And it's not, it always hurts the car. The car actually looks better in its sort of natural form.
Right. But you think that about dudes too, though, right?
Yes. Like I have ponytails and earrings and tats, and just sort of tacking stuff on always feels weird. Like, hey, if you got some cool glasses or you do something interesting with your hair or fashion or whatever, I'm all for it. But I always feel like the accessorizing your body or tacking things on
hurts the market value.
Again, I love a Ferrari, But you will see cars that are basic cars with a bunch of junk stuck onto them, and it actually looks worse than when they were just bone stock.
Well, that's why they say you don't put a lower back tattoo on, because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Cadillac.
That's right. Did Dolly say that?
She should have.
Is she in Kentucky?
No, she's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh,
so the
okay.
Great Smoky Mountains
I saw
are her
something
people.
About Dollywood when I was over there. Was
excuse me, you didn't say anything?
I was trying to figure out, like, what? Where is she? Anyway, Miley, attractive? Are we attracted to her?
It's funny because everything you described is 100% right. I'm not into that whole the aggressive, the whatever. It just feels like a put on. Miley Cyrus is weirdly sexual to me, like yes. Sexy, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't check any box, but I find her sort of attractive in a weird way. I don't know what it is.
She's definitely not unattractive.
Not traditionally attractive.
And if I saw her in person, I might change my mind. And I definitely find her to be, you know, above average, but I'm not.
That's not
a little off-putting for me. Yeah. Yes. All right. Max Pat and Miley?
Yeah, I'd tap that.
Well, obviously.
Lucky Miley.
But...
Good news, Miley.
Is it your thing, you know?
Anything after
I'm
the Corolla
trying to
news.
Think of, trying to think of what other pop stars we're talking about.
Okay, so I got the staff poll.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and I are yes. Everyone else is no. Gary used to be before she got wild.
Wait, when she was like 12?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I think that the two sides of that spectrum in femininity would be, in pop singers, would be Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I'll toss a younger Jessica Simpson on there, like Dukes of Hazzard era.
Well, sure.
I'd
tap that.
Okay, glad you would.
I'm going to offer a replacement for your Liz Hurley, an update for your Liz Hurley. Mm-hmm. Ironically, Gina mentioned Harley Quinn, the sort of, you know, tattooed crazy girl with the hair. Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah. But too easy. She's so spectacular.
Yes, of course it's too easy. She's gorgeous. She's a specimen. Yeah.
No, you know why? I feel like... she's spectacular, and I sometimes feel like blonde is cheating. Mm. I feel like I should take a little
right,
deep,
Gina?
Little deeper dive than that. That's why I like the Liz.
What about,
but I'll think of someone new.
I don't know if she's exactly the equivalent, but for some reason she just jumped to my mind. Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes.
That kind of vibe. You'd know her the second you see her.
I know she is.
I'm getting a lot of thumbs up.
She's married to somebody.
I don't know if she was. She was in the Robin Thicke video.
Yeah, no,
that's how she got famous.
She just got divorced from somebody famous and is now doing something. I don't know. But yes, you are correct with her. Who got divorced from Emily Ratajkowski, which is... what's his name?
Sebastian.
No, what's his name? Just got divorced from her. Isn't it? Wait a minute. Oh, God. What's his name from?
Her ex-boyfriend is Jared Majid.
No. Who's she married to? Is she married to somebody?
Yeah, a guy named Sebastian Bear McClard.
Well, then who am I thinking of? Who was married? Yes, she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Who was married to...
Chris confirms.
What's his name from A Star is Born?
Oh,
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, it wasn't right.
Yeah, somebody else's
another
ex.
Smoking hot brunette. Sort of cut out of the same cloth as Emily Ratajkowski, but another super hot, like sort of...
Irina Shayk.
Maybe it was
whose ex is that?
Oh, boy. Chris.
That's a famous person's ex.
Work.
That's the point.
All right. Let me hit Simply Safe. I'll let you do that. 83% of burglars look for an alarm. I would assume it would be higher than that. I feel like everyone would look for an alarm. Only 1 in 5 homes have security.
Not one of them may admit to it.
Yes, that's true. The interviewing process with burglars can sometimes be difficult. Most companies don't make it easy. Expensive drilling, wires, pulling. It's a hassle, man. Simply Safe protects your whole home with 24/7 monitoring at a fraction of the cost. Just $15 a month. Often police assume a false alarm. Not with Simply Safe. Their video verification technology visually confirms break-ins when it's happening, so you won't assume it's a false alarm. Just for my listeners, I got a huge deal going on right now. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam. Get a free HD security camera when you order. It's $100 value now at SimplySafe.com. Right, Dawson?
Make sure you take advantage of SimplySafe's video verification technology. You'll have eyes on home 24/7 and video evidence if someone tries to get in. Get your free HD security camera now at SimplySafe.com/Adam today. That's SimplySafe.com/Adam.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, and then Bradley Cooper. Yeah, they're both spectacular brunettes, I think. Safe to say.
Well, Six Flags America is looking for couples who are willing to be buried alive together from September 27th to the 28th at its Maryland Park. So couples who last all the way to the end of the Fright Fest 30-hour couples coffin challenge will be rewarded with $600, full access to the park's Halloween celebration, and a pair of gold season passes for next year.
Why? I've gotten into this stuff with people before. Where if I was sitting on the advisory board, I'd go, look, give them $1,000. $600 seems weird.
It's odd.
Is it 666? Mm-hmm. Like the devil? Or
that's good.
Or
that'd be good.
Go $500. Right. Six is random and weird.
Yeah.
It seems like we're cheap.
It seems like that's all you could scrape together.
Right.
So participants in the challenge will be allowed short breaks to eat and go to the bathroom, but anyone who leaves outside of those times is disqualified, and there's a catch. Not only will you be in close quarters, obviously, the entire time, you have to give up all your devices. So no social media, no news, no texting, no music, no podcast, nothing.
Will you be in coffins?
You sit there and you stare at each other in what I imagine is a double-wide coffin.
All right. Can we fix this thing? Because now these not scary farm commercials are popping up at like 6:30, 7 in the evening.
They're meant to
and
terrify.
Evidently there's no regulation of these commercials. So it's like you're just watching a commercial for like a Pete Ellis Dodge, and then this comes on, the crazy clown dentist. And it freaks you out. Now look, here's the way your mind works. Image inserted into brain. What are our choices? It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So you just sit there and you're like, oh God, Jesus Christ. And then they're not doing the old timey, you know, oh, he's dressed like the devil.
Yeah.
He's chasing someone with a pitchfork.
Got a sheet over him.
This is weird Rob Zombie stuff.
A lot of insane escapees.
It's very disturbing imagery. If you're a 9-year-old kid and you're watching TV, you're going to be freaked the fuck out. It just hits you. There is no ramp up to it. They don't give you a chance to kind of turn off or turn away. It's just the craziest.
Oh, screaming butchers.
Craziest butchers and clowns. And this isn't a good example of it, Max Patty. You find one that's
better.
But
like you said, a little kid just like playing with their Legos in front of the TV sees that.
Right. Meanwhile, but here are the rules. You just turn on and see crazy clown dentist with the, you know, holding pliers with a bloody tooth in it. That's just game on. The next commercial, we're celebrating Modelo beer, but we can only show the people toast.
Yeah.
You can't show them a sip.
That's irresponsible.
You can crack. You can tell the guys are talking. They're going over their old war stories, and at some point they toast. But there is a federal regulation against seeing the person consume the product that they purchased.
Kids could have nightmares seeing someone drink a Corona.
This thing of like,
she's got to grow up sometime.
What if we just put Martinelli sparkling cider in the Modelo bottle? Could we sip? No. We can't show them drink the beer. That's a rule. Whose rule? Our rule.
Yeah.
Who made this rule? What would happen? What other product are you not allowed to use?
I looked this up recently. I'm pretty sure it's a self-imposed rule at this point.
It's all self-imposed.
It was like a carryover from like the 50s and 60s when you couldn't show that. But now there's just sort of like a self-policing, like, we won't do it. Well, what year is it?
You deal with a network, and they're like, you're doing a sitcom. Okay. You could have a guy hold a cigarette, but it can't be lit. You could have a guy hold a cigarette that was lit, but he couldn't. He could have a lit cigarette, but he can't smoke it. He can have a lit cigarette, or he can hold a cigarette pack. Or if he's holding a lit cigarette, he has to say something negative about cigarettes. Like, these things will kill you. And then show a picture of an infected lung. It's like,
but the filter's toasted.
Or people could smoke because it's a construction site. And people could have a beer.
It's a depiction of real life.
Because they're at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they purchase beer where people drink at a bar. And so I don't know exactly whom this would affect if you showed them actually take a sip off the bottle. Sometimes they'll like toast and start to bring it to the face. It's like, oh, yeah, but a hard cut. See how many frames we can get in before it actually touches his lips. But then it's right to crazy clown dentist.
Yeah. And speaking of,
what is it? Like, what year is it? What's with our rules? Who does this? And here's what I would say to Modelo or anybody else. Just fucking do a commercial where the person drinks it. Let the chips fall where they may. See if the feds show up the next day and kick your door into your fucking factory. You know why? Because nothing ever happens. It's just they just go on. There's no complaint letters. The feds do nothing. The ATF doesn't show up. There's nothing. And what statute or guideline? How is it? You tell me the rule you broke in. It's weird. All the weird self-imposed stuff.
It would probably get attention, too, like social media. Like, this too hot for TV. They drank a beer. You know what I mean? Like, it would become a thing.
A beer!
Makes me want to see more Schmitz Gay commercials. Another thing you can't do on SNL anymore.
Oh, we have another commercial where the
if you got a big thirst, and you're gay.
Schmitz Gay.
I hate this music. No way.
No way. If you're nine and you're if you're nine and you're watching that shit, you just blocked yourself and had a bad dream that night. And they run that shit in the middle of the day. They run that shit at 6 PM.
Yeah, that's no good.
I have no idea what any rules are anymore. I don't even know why we have rules and why they don't apply to this and why do we impose them on ourselves. I have no fucking idea what's going on. Scary, crazy clown versus firefighters taking a sip off of Modelo. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. We're so weird. I mean, I'm sure if you went to other places that like, well, we follow Sharia law. Mm. I'm sure you could find dumber than us. But this is an atheist approach. Like, we're supposed to just be pragmatic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we're fucking idiots.
I think the early 50s, maybe it was the late 40s, there was a commercial in Chicago with Lark cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, show us your larks. Mm-hmm. And they would do random, you know, people on the street. And my grandmother was in one of the commercials and says, show us your larks. And my grandmother turns around. She was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. Mm. It was a charming yesteryear.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah.
All right, let me hit Geico real quick. You want to save some money on your auto insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. Take that extra money and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Or get yourself a nice beer and film yourself drinking it. How about that? Just go to Geico. Blow up the internet.
Yeah.
So you take a draw off a beer. Just go to geico.com. That's geico.com. All right, let's do one more, Gina Carano.
All right. Well, this has been a movie-heavy day, so we'll close out with some Tom Hanks. His 40-year career and his incredible body of work will earn him the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Body of work. He could have. He had some fluctuations.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The Castaway really went down.
And also, yeah, just kind of naturally. You
just kind of in life.
He got a little bigger for like Green Mile. Yeah. Well, not got bigger, but he was a little bigger.
He gets bigger, he gets small. Like, I think that's
him. He's in the
running.
Mm-hmm. Or he's not running. Mm-hmm. That'll be at the Golden Globes on January 5th. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association says, quote, for more than 3 decades, he's captivated audiences with rich and playful characters that we've grown to love and admire. Hanks has appeared in more than 80 movies, obviously including Big and Sleepless in Seattle, Forrest Gump, Castaway Philadelphia, lent his voice to the role of Woody in Toy Story, and he joins a list of honorees like Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, and Steven Spielberg. And of course, he will be playing Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood that comes out in November.
Yeah, I don't feel like we need that movie.
I agree.
Also, Hanks, by all accounts, one of the good ones, and sure. So we wish him well. Seems like a waste of Hanks, that movie.
Agreed.
And also, you got a really good doc. What
more are we going to learn about this man after the fantastic documentary that came out?
A beautiful documentary.
Don't know. I have no GD idea. But
it's coming out whether you like it or not.
When is that coming out?
November for the holidays.
Award season.
Yeah. Award season. Yeah, it's coming.
Somehow, for a multiple Oscar-winning actor, underrated. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Tom Hanks is this great thespian, but he's a fantastic actor.
Are people underrating Tom Hanks?
I'm just saying, he doesn't get brought up with the great actors. You know what I mean? But he's won 2 Oscars, been nominated for however many more, and he's really great.
He's underrated because he had a TV career to begin with, and we kind of got to know him a little bit.
A la Bosom Buddies.
And then...
That was back in the day. It was hard to cross over from TV
to movies. Yeah. He plays a lot of roles like that thing you do where he's that dude. He's a kind of a regular guy.
Right.
And he does regular guys so well that it doesn't feel... that interesting.
Like he's stretching.
Yeah, it doesn't. He can do whatever he wants, but he plays comfortable in his own skin guy the best. And so we sort of deduct points for that. We give more to Christian Bale than we do to him because those Daniel Day-Lewis do that guy.
He does the
comfortable guy.
That's right. It's funny because the only role I can think of Tom Hanks that he actually had to not play himself was Big. He had to play a kid, and that's the stretch.
And he was great in that.
He was amazing in that.
Really, I think the punt, pass, and kick competition of this should be host of SNL.
Mm. He was in the Five Towers Club. Yep. They had the sketch.
Right. And what I'm saying is I'm saying punt, pass, and kick competition because I don't, you know, first off, a lot of it is the director, depending on what movie you're doing. But this is just same cast, same director, same writer, same group, and then you show up.
Plugging you in.
And you're playing all these different things, and you're doing a monologue, and it's on the fly. There's not a lot of prep time, and some people hit it out of the ballpark, and other people not so much. Yep. And I think to put somebody up in the pantheon of great actors, you'd have to say great appearances on SNL.
You have to conquer that hill. Oh, Gina, lest we forget, you mentioned Tom Hanks' range. One of our favorites, Cloud Atlas.
That's
right.
He played
six characters.
That is absolutely a dead-on great call,
Did
a lot of people hated that movie.
Should I see it?
Hard to say. Brian and I love Vanilla Sky and Cloud Atlas. So
all right.
It depends
should
if
I
you're
see
into that.
Cloud Atlas first or Bone Tomahawk?
Bone Tomahawk.
Cloud Atlas.
I don't think he's going to sit through Cloud Atlas.
I'm in the minority of guys who didn't like Bone Tomahawk, but that movie's like 85% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's like people love it.
Bone Tomahawk sucked.
I tried about 20 minutes of it.
I'm in the minority,
and it just
man.
Didn't work out for me.
I don't like it.
Why do guys love it?
Because it's gory.
It's genre bending.
A lot of people
think
it's a Western.
Yeah, it's throwback genre bending kind of. Neo.
Do the people, is it one of those people have it lower? Like, so Cloud Atlas and Bone Tomahawk, where the people have it? 100% sure that the people have it lower.
I'm going to say 85 for the critics, 65 for the audience. Mm-hmm.
Cloud Atlas.
No, Cloud Atlas was killed by the critics.
They
probably like 45%.
But what about the people?
Probably about the same.
Okay.
But
all
it's
right.
A really
I'll let you look that up.
Experimental.
And
project.
Lastly, I'll tell you about Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Stop them parts from rubbing, man. Three times stronger, fool.
Three times, fool.
Been leading full synthetic. It is Castrol Edge. What do we got with the Bone Tomahawk?
Put it up right now. This is a Bone Tomahawk.
Whoa.
Critics 91, audience 73.
It's actually almost right with the 20% difference.
Right.
And then a Cloud Atlas, both at 66.
Mm. Wow.
So I was higher than I thought, but I said it would be about the same.
It is, and it's fresh at 66.
I'm really glad to see that. This is like a 2.5-hour movie. It's ambitious. It's long. It's six different stories.
It's an odyssey.
But
it's epic.
It will dazzle you.
I'm going to be at the Uptown Theater this Friday in Napa. That's the 27th, doing stand-up there in beautiful Napa at the Uptown Theater. So come on out and say hi. We are all doing a live show at the Florida Improv at the West Palm Beach Improv. Mm-hmm. That's October 3rd. We'll be doing a live pod there.
God, it's next week.
I don't
can't
know if
believe it.
People can still buy tickets to go on the cruise or not, but...
Come to the Improv show.
Come to the Improv show.
That might be locked off.
I'll sell you my ticket for the cruise. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. And how about the comedians of the Adam Carolla show? Paul Bryan performing, Greg Fitzsimmons performing, me at some point, Jeff Cesario, Adam Ray.
Larry Miller signed on for a couple of those. Too.
Larry Miller.
Mike Dawson making the stage.
Mike Dawson taking the stage. Valencia's coming up. Santa Monica's coming up. Torrance is coming up. This Saturday's Valencia. That's the soonest. So go to adamcarolla.com and get a few tickets for Last with Paul Bryan as well. That's going to sell out. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Alan Zweibel and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
How to Jew.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla is coming right up. One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new week of hot sports talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damaschek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, you promised it on last Wednesday's Good Sports. You were in the midst of a charming anecdote about your high school days with your old pals doing zany stuff to each other, like smearing fecal matter on one another. I want you to get to that. We have some football to talk about. There is a name or a pair of names I really want to get to before we're all done. But listen, let's pick it up where we left it off. Where the cliffhanger ended, I think, was Chris Boehm could brew. Any longtime Carolla listener knows that this means he can hold on to his pee in his wiener until he releases it, and then it shoots across the room at high power like a fire hose.
Mm-hmm.
And he kicked the door in to Ray, who was in one of the high school stalls, making number two, and the door flung open, and then we pick it up from there.
Yeah, this is during school hours. We would be in Mr. Space class. Space, remember in your high school, there's always one really old teacher?
I don't know why. I know that.
It was like right. Mr. Space was the old teacher. He was like the 80-year-old teacher who had the funny mannerisms and ways and stuff, but he couldn't really discipline or control anybody. And we were all in Mr. Space class like third period. We just get up and leave. we had a back door, and it's sort of like a back door and a front door, and we just kind of get up and kind of leave out of the back door, and then we just roam the halls and roam the school, and we eventually end up into the bathroom. But Ray went in to do a number two. Chris said, "I'm going in after him," and he went in. He kicked the door open. And then he, the famous words, freeze, baby. And Ray was in a very vulnerable position, pants around his ankles. He was sitting down on the toilet. And Ray said, he started pleading. and Chris didn't respond. I just heard Ray screaming, my eyes are burning. I can't see, my eyes are burning. that's all I heard. So evidently, Chris showed no mercy. And he went for a kill shot, too. Like, it's a higher – ask any cop. Aim for the body, not for the head. But Chris went for the kill shot. And he nailed him in the eyes. And Ray was screaming about,
"You're minors! What kind of behavior is this? You're 17 years of age!
We had nothing to do.
You're at school! You could have been in class!"
We had nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go except the third period with Mr. Spade.
So,
are we missing some youngsters here? Yeah. Seems like we're three light here.
He was like, "Oh, I know the young lads are probably running up and down a cobblestone street with that big hoop and a stick propelling it. I'm sure that's I was young. I was young at one point. I know
scamps.
Yes, I know the folly of young men." So Ray was screaming about his eyes burning, and Chris was laughing, and it went on for a while about him begging to stop, and he just kept going, and at a certain point Chris got serious and said, then I heard Chris go, hey, whoa, what? No, seriously. Like, so Chris got serious. And I was like, I wonder what's going on in there that Chris, who
like
was
an old radio drama back in the 30s
Chris,
or something.
Yeah, I don't know how the Foley guy would do this. I know how to do thunder and lightning, but I don't know how you do get pissed in your in the face. So so Chris took a turn. Chris was like, hey, whoa, no way. No. Like, he gave a Geneva Convention type speech because Ray had reached into the toilet. Because Ray had no recourse at that point.
I like that by Baum's measure, there is a line.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
all right, listen. This is ultimately there's an etiquette to what we're trying to do here. Please.
It's a Marquis of Queensberry type thing.
Please, don't. You're a gentleman.
Yes.
We both are gentlemen.
So Chris yelled, like, seriously, no. Like, whoa. And then I just heard a thud. Because Chris, who was standing on the tile in a semi pool of his own urine, you know, while he was firing, you know, it's like when you have a hose that drips while you're watering the hedge, you know, like he was kind of, Chris took off, like he tried to burn out so fast that he just slipped out and just hit the ground hard. Ray just chucked whatever was in the toilet at him while he was like on the ground. And I got out of there at that point. Like, I knew this wasn't going to turn out good for me or anybody. So that's when it started. Yeah, that's when it began.
I cannot get over how vile this behavior is. You guys are all soaked in each other's urine. And then it's third period. You have half a day left.
Well, that's, look. If we
like a head coach being interviewed at halftime, look, we've got to clean some things up here. But
if we did it on a Saturday, you ever see a guy walk across a tightrope?
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right. Do they have it 16 inches above his lawn?
No.
No stakes. You need stakes.
I got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to play Penny Annie? Piss on your friend, do it on a Saturday.
Any good drama has a lot of conflict running through it.
Do it during the summer. We had to do it during school hours.
Yeah.
Consequences. Stakes, Shaq. Understood?
Poor Mr. Spaith.
Gary, you might be able to find a picture of Mr. Spaith in the North Hollywood yearbook from like 1982. You will find an old teacher. All right, let me hit Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your auto insurance at Geico? Geico.com. Just go there. Spend about 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money. Put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. It's the best. It is Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance at geico.com. All right, football names.
Before we get to those, I wanted to tell you a couple of college football games upcoming here. And on that subject, I don't know if you've noticed LSU has a feature back. LSU's playing pretty well offensively, especially a bit of an anomaly based on how they have played over the last decade or so. But remember Leonard Fournette, high round draft pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Heisman guy, all that kind of stuff, number 27. You're watching the game a couple of Saturday nights ago. There's another number 27 on the field, kind of similar figure to Leonard Fournette. And then they push in on a little bit closer. He's a running back and he wears number 27, same thing as Leonard Fournette. And on the back of his jersey, it says Fournette. Then they explain, oh, yeah, that's his brother. That's Leonard Fournette's brother, Leonard.
So there's a Leonard and a Leonard.
And they're brothers. What? What gives?
And do they spell it?
I don't even. That's a good question. How they spell it? But
Leonard spells it the way you would spell Leonard, and Leonard spells it Lanard.
I would change my name if I were Leonard. Like, what? You already. I mean, you couldn't come up with anything else, Ma. Gotta go with. What is it that appeals to you about those two syllables so much that we have to recreate them again?
I don't know, but there's a picture of Mr. Spade.
There he is. I can pick him
up. Jalen was going through the photo, and I was like, no, no, you're looking for a geriatric gentleman, and we came across that picture.
Yeah. What year is that from, Mr. Space yearbook?
That's the 81 yearbook.
The 81 yearbook.
There Leonard Fournette.
And Leonard Fournette.
Leonard and Leonard.
But I wonder, I mean, his brother was so great. I wonder if it gets him any closer to
is that
drafting.
Good to bask in the reflected glory of your older sibling? I don't know if that, or doesn't that give you self-esteem issues? I apparently hasn't affected him negatively because he's the starting running back for LSU himself, but still. It's a little bit like, why did Pete, like the great goalie from the 80s, played for a number of NHL teams. His last name was Peters, and so his parents named him Peter.
Yeah.
Peter Peters. An attempt to be funny with their child's name for the rest of that kid's life, or what?
You know, when you're playing a video game and you get like a high score and you get to put your funny name next to your high score, that's funny, but doesn't live forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you give your kid a weird name, they take that to the grave,
that's
literally.
That's exactly right. Like I say, a gaggle of good college football games, as we tell you about Dos Equis, because college football, better with Dos Equis in it. You got Ohio State and Nebraska. You got Mississippi and Bama getting it on. And but when you're talking about colleges, it's now the Dos Equis College Football College you want to focus in on. Brush up on your knowledge by enrolling at the aforementioned Dos Equis College Football College. You'll learn from brilliant football minds like Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett, Katie Nolan, and John Bacon. And not only will you win every football argument this season, you could also enter for a chance to win tickets to the 2020 College Football Playoff National Championship. Be the first in your family to earn a football watching certificate from a beer school. Enroll in Dos Equis College Football College at dosequis.com/edu. Dos Equis, keep it interesante.
Dos Equis beer brands, enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2019, Dos Equis beer brands. No purchase necessary, 50 U.S. states and D.C., 21 and over only. Enter by 12-2019, full rules available on dosequis.com/edu.
Solid Gold, Gary, you two, Ace, back with more Hot Sports Talk tomorrow. In the meantime, good sports out.
Good sports.